Chris Lees is there today with a couple of genuine chances in the race and also for the whole day. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
That's what the targets are at this time of the year, the provincial championship. We, you know, well spoken about 12 months ago how many you got into the final. You've got to try and do it again now.
Oh, yeah, I don't expect to have as many runners this year. I don't know if it's got the same quality as last year, but there's some nice horses that we'll try and get in if possible.
Yep. Beretta, it trialled okay, sort of coming between horses there at Gosford. How's the preparation been?
Yeah, he appears to be coming up quite well. He's probably better suited when he gets out to a mile, but fresh, he's quite capable in a race like this, providing he gets the right type of run.
Does he get that run, do you feel, from where you've drawn in six?
Yeah, he should get a nice enough run over this trip for him. He's, as I said, he's probably better at a mile when he's up on speed, but I'd imagine he'll be probably just forward of midfield from a nice gate.
And has sort of shown you that capable enough of getting into a race like this?
Yeah, well, he rarely runs a bad race. He's quite a consistent horse. And, you know, I think he'd be certainly a chance of running a place.
Okay. What about the other one, Upstart, who's got a bit of fitness beside it?
Yeah, look, he does miss his form. His first two runs back were really, really good. He was a little unlucky at the Gold Coast in the country race up there. Very disappointing at his most recent start, albeit he was back on the fence on a shifty ground at Canterbury. I'm sure he'll prefer the firmer surface today, and he'll appreciate the solid tempo that he'll probably get. So he would be a knockout chance, but he'll probably be giving away a bit of start.
Understand. Is Princess Posh for the boys of Australian Bloodstock? They've spent the night celebrating winning the Lonnie Cup. Can Princess Posh run well for them as a three-year-old filly in the race?
Yeah, I don't know. The three-year-old filly's got a great profile in these type of races, but she's certainly a filly on the way up, very lightly raced. Two wins back from a spell. They've been quite good wins, and she's certainly jumping a few grades here, but she has got plenty of upside, and I think she's quite a capable filly, and you know, I think she could easily run a place here.
You mentioned the solid tempo. What do you do from the draw?
Tricky gate. I'll probably leave it to Brenton to work that out, but I'd imagine she'd settle just forward of midfield if possible. And you have got a good long run there at Wyong. Basically a one straight run to a sweeping turn. So Brenton rides that track very well, and I'll let him work that out.
And just with those three, and Princess Posh being a three-year-old filly and on the rise, is she still the pick of the three?
Well, I think she's certainly the horse with the most upside in time, and I'd probably say she's the pick of the three, providing she gets the right type of run.
Yeah, and as you say, it's tricky. So they're there. The three are there. They just need to get the right run, don't they, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Look, it's quite a competitive race. You know, under the set weights conditions, I don't know that any of them are that well placed. You know, there's a couple of horses there that are in quite well under the conditions of the race. So they'll need all the favours, but if they get that, they've got good jockeys. If they get the right type of runs, they'll be certainly a chance of qualifying.
Clevedon Bay's back in the race before that, race six. It was in that trial, I think, with Beretta. You pushed it out solid that morning.
Yeah, she let down quite well. I just thought she was just last preparation. She was racing well without winning. She probably just needed that type of trial just to switch her on. I think it's done that. I'm not sure that she's a 1,000-metre horse. She's probably better a touch further. But fresh, with the right type of run from a good draw, she'll be very strong weight.
Okay, so that's Clevedon Bay. That's race six, number three. You've scratched Press Report to run in Melbourne?
Yeah, she arrived early this morning from Melbourne. Look, she's a long time out of the winner's stall, but she's certainly a mare who's capable. I thought her last run was quite good in stakes company. She's probably looking for the 1,400, and I just think the Melbourne mares are probably just a grade below ours. That's probably the right option for her.
And Guard of Honour lines up in obviously a pretty competitive Group 1.
Oh, yeah. Look, he's a very talented horse. He'll need to be right at his best to be competitive in an Oakley plate. But I think he's a horse who, if he raced up to his best, he could easily run a big race with no weight on his back.
Okay. And just before I let you go, Invincible Gem, you told me yesterday via text that she's going to take on the boys in the Randwick Guineas.
Yeah, look, I can't fault her. She had a few days out at our farm. She had a leisurely gallop this morning, first gallop since a good win, and she appears to be in a similar vein, and it's an attractive option to give her a chance in a $1 million race.
Yeah, exactly. And you had a nice horse arrive into the stable earlier this week, eh? Clearly Innocent.
Yeah, he's certainly got a bit of a profile. He's a very nice horse. Come to us in great order, as you'd expect from Benno, and looking forward to seeing him.
Yeah,
hopefully get somewhere near back to his best.
Yeah, we look forward to that. Mate, good luck today with the three of them in the provincial championship qualifier.
Thanks, Andrew.